One place that might be hit hard by a repeal of the Affordable Care Act is Indian Country. American Indians and Alaska Natives have long been able to get insurance from the Federal Indian Health Service, but it doesn't pay for everything. So Obamacare allowed more than 500,000 Native Americans and Alaska Natives to buy other health insurance. And that coverage has meant new job opportunities at hospitals and clinics that serve Native people. Eric Whitney from Montana Public Radio reports.
The Affordable Care Act has opened up important new sources of revenue for Blackfeet Community Hospital.
Patient registration, call extension 6191.
It's the only hospital on the Blackfeet Reservation and has been mostly funded and chronically underfunded by the Indian Health Service. But the Affordable Care Act has made private insurance affordable for a lot of lower-income people here. And the law's Medicaid expansion now covers about 1 in 7 reservation residents. That means the hospital can now send bills to Medicaid and insurance companies, and they're hiring people to process those billing claims and payments. People like Blackfeet tribal member Gerald Murray.
Whatever's not paid, I go through and make sure that it's all paid.
Murray got his job before he even graduated from the tribe's community college, which started a new curriculum to help meet the growing demand for people in Indian Country to process insurance claims after the Affordable Care Act passed.
I got a contract before I graduated in April. And then the day of graduation in May, it became permanent, so I applied for it.
Murray is part of the healthcare law's transformative power for Native American communities, says Montana's director of American Indian Health, Mary Lynn Billy Old Coyote.
To me, there's not only opportunity there for healthcare, but there's opportunity to build your entire community and build jobs.
Unemployment on most of Montana's Indian reservations is at least double the rest of the state. And people who are working don't always get health insurance with their jobs. So Affordable Care Act subsidies are a big deal, Billy Old Coyote says, for people who are used to being told no when they ask the Indian Health Service to pay for care. Most Montanans, Native or not, can now get policies for about $75 a month.
Now you've got an opportunity for American Indian people to truly have access to private insurance. You have access to greater networks of providers and specialists and all of the things that we generally don't see you have access to.
Medicaid expansion had a lot to do with the number of healthcare jobs in Montana growing by 3% last year. And schools in Montana, including tribal colleges, are offering more classes in healthcare fields.
We're going to examine the body from head to toe for deformities, contusions, abrasions, punctures.
At Blackfeet Community College, 23-year-old Leroy Bear Medicine is working towards certification as an emergency medical technician.
I'd like to become a registered nurse at some point, maybe even work my way up to a flight nurse, something to get the adrenaline going.
Native American leaders have seen the Affordable Care Act as a means to remedy a series of broken promises by the federal government to care for them. They now fear that promise, too, will fade. One estimate suggests Montana will lose 3,000 healthcare jobs if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Missoula, Montana.
The story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Montana Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.